Welcome everybody to Lishal Scott MMA Podcast. We are here with the MMA fighter Aaron Jeffrey. He will fight in a couple of weeks in Cage Fury. Yeah. So he's an MMA fighter from Canada. Jeffrey, how you doing, my man?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
So I'm doing fine. My community is from Latin America. So this year we are trying to interview also fighters from North America so we can know more you guys. So how's everything in Canada? Because I saw a letter that say gyms in Canada are closing again. So how you doing right now?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy up here, man. We keep going like in and out of lockdowns. Just a week or two ago, they started another lockdown. So now gyms are closed, restaurants and bars and that kind of stuff is closed. The first few times we locked down, the professional fighters, we had an exemption, so we were still allowed to train. But they just sent out an email. The government sent out an email to the gym owner saying MMA fighters are not included in the exemption. So technically, I'm not allowed to be training right now. But obviously, we need to do what we need to do. So we kind of go under the radar, sneak in the back door or whatever.
But so you will remain in Canada or you going to USA to finish your camp?
I'm just going to stay in Canada. I only have like 10 days left in my camp anyways. So I'll just finish up here and then head down before the fight.
So you're fighting Rex Harris. What are your expectations for that fight?
I expect it to be a good fight. He's a tough guy. He's experienced. He's fought some high-level guys. He's fought in some big promotions. He fought for World Series of Fighting, PFL. I think he's going to be tough, but I think I'm the better fighter. I think I can win.
Going back to talking about Canada, how big is MMA in Canada?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's pretty popular. Our population is just very spread out, right? Like we have a huge country with not that many people. So there's some good fighters and some good gyms, but everybody is very spread out.
To my audience, so I would like to my audience know you better. So what's your fighting style? You're a grappler, a striker, balance.
I think I'm well-rounded. I didn't start martial arts in one specific martial art and then transition. I've always been an MMA fighter. From the day that I started training, I've always been an MMA fighter. So I like to think that I'm well-rounded.
So last year you had also another fight at the Contender Series. You didn't get the W, but I saw you then in training with your opponent, Caio Borralho. Mm-hmm. So how you deal with a loss, a hard loss like that, and then you train with the guy that beat you?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's part of the sport, right? Like every fighter loses. I mean, there's a few guys that will go undefeated, but it's pretty rare. It's part of the sport. Yeah. Most guys are going to lose. I lost that fight, and I'm sure I'll lose again at some point in my career. So you can't really like dwell on it and think about it too much. You just got to move on. And then as far as training with him goes, it was cool, man. I mean, he's a very respectful guy. He messaged me after the fight and said thank you. And he was in Vegas for a bit, and I was in Vegas, so he wanted to train. Nice. And I mean, if he's a good fighter, obviously. He's in my weight class, and we can train together and get better, then why not?
That's nice, man. It's everything about respect. I love to see that. So there's time to share. People say that. So maybe this year you get this win in your next fight. Maybe you can reach, a short step fight with the UFC or another Dana White contender fight, maybe.
I hope so, man. That's the goal, right? That's where every MMA fighter wants to be, is in the UFC. So I hope I can get that third chance.
Yeah. I have to ask you this because everybody's talking about him, but you know him very much, Shane Strickland. So he people know him because he's very, when he's sparring, he do very hard. So you spar with him a lot of times. So how can you explain how it is to spar with Shane Strickland?
Yeah, he's wild, man. He's a wild guy. He likes to spar hard. Every sparring match is like a fight. And I was down there in Vegas for 5 months and I sparred with him one or two times a week. And they're definitely hard sparring matches. I wouldn't want to be doing that like year round for years. Like I don't want to train with him my whole career, because it's probably not good on your body. It's definitely not good on your brain. But I think once in a while you need to have those hard sparring rounds and feel like you're in a fight.
So right now we are coming to the end of the interview. So you are also a nutritionist. So I would like to ask you, as a nutritionist, there's a perfect way to weight cut?
Is there a perfect way?
Or the best way to cut weight? There is.
I think the best way to cut weight is to stay pretty close to your weight all the time. Mm-hmm. Like I fight at middleweight, 185 pounds, and my weight doesn't go much above 200 pounds like all year. Mm. Even when I'm like out of camp, not eating the best, I don't really go too much above 200 pounds. Yeah. I think a lot of guys think that they need to cut tons of weight and be in a smaller weight class. Like you see guys that are weighing 200 pounds and they think they need to cut down to 155. And I don't think that's the right way to do it. I think to be like healthy and athletic and have a long career, I think you need to cut minimal weight and kind of stay where your weight class is.
It's nice. Any message you want to share to the people that will see this interview?
Yeah, just check out the fight January 29th, CFFC on UFC Fight Pass main event for the middleweight title.
That's it. Aaron Jeffrey with us, people. I will leave his handles in the description of this interview. And I want to thank you publicly to take this time and to talk it with me. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, brother. No problem.
So that's it. Aaron Jeffrey, people. See you next time.